Page 109, Unit 26. Teaching investment skills in schools is a must.
The curious task of economics is to demonstrate to men how little they really know about what they imagine they can design. Friedrich von Hayek.
It seems to me that when people talk about education, they always mean the theoretical-based education they experienced in school and cannot really think of alternative ways, let alone alternative subjects. However, I am an avid supporter of involving economics in schools from a very early age. It may include teaching about money matters, credits, investments, and other aspects of economics. I think it's an integral part of our lives to have hands-on knowledge about the ones mentioned above. Being knowledgeable about investment opportunities and entrepreneurship benefits students from all socioeconomic backgrounds because it teaches kids to think outside the box and nurtures unconventional talents and skills. Furthermore, it creates opportunity, ensures social justice, instills confidence, and stimulates the economy. It helps students to learn how the world works and what opportunities they may be facing in the future. Opponents claim that schools are not prepared to teach such subjects, let alone teachers who are trained in conventional education rather than economics. However, we should not emphasize why something cannot be done, but look for ways to make it work if it's important for the advancement of our children. Thus, schools do not need to teach these skills on their own. A valid alternative is to leave this task for people who are trained to carry it out. A very good example is for non-governmental organizations, NGOs, and other organizations to take advantage of initiatives that pair kids of all ages with banking and investment experts across the country so they can engage in hands-on projects. Additionally, teaching economics, entrepreneurship, and investment skills embraces talents and skills that teachers in conventional classrooms might otherwise penalize. It's hard to disagree that this knowledge can be useful in real life. Moreover, it can be learned in a playful manner even at a young age. There are several methods that already exist that show us how students can be engaged in such skills, but not necessarily in a classroom setting. I cannot accept the view that students need to learn what our grandparents used to learn, as it is the case in some schools. The world has changed and is changing constantly. It's not enough if only theoretical education appears in the classroom. Moreover, this kind of education can help students from poorer families to get out of their social class and advance in life. Also, there are many more reasons for entrepreneurship education, which include the likelihood that it will promote social and emotional well-being. Taking everything into consideration, I would say that the present education system should be reformed in a way that more emphasis should be placed on economics rather than conventional subjects. In the long run, our entire society will benefit from having young adults who have knowledge and experience about the world already. However, the question of who teaches students is still in the air.